From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 2 years ago, Pakistan sent thousands of troops into the specially designated tribal areas of its northwest frontier province. The move was ostensibly to help the U.S. hunt down al-Qaeda fighters. It is the first time Pakistani soldiers have been deployed in the region since the days of the British Empire. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on what appears to be a Pakistani effort to tame a region long known for smuggling, counterfeiting, and general lawlessness.
In the back-alley gun factories of Pakistan's tribal areas, workmen sit barefoot on the ground, making shotguns and Kalashnikov assault rifles by hand. In recent years, efforts have been made to replace the production of modern weapons by encouraging the manufacture of replicas of antique firearms, some of which are exported to Western collectors. And yet the selection of weaponry in the gun shops here is staggering. In one store, hashish-smoking arms dealers scrambled unsuccessfully past rocket-propelled grenades to hide surface-to-air missiles from a foreign visitor. That these weapons can be sold openly, in addition to drugs and counterfeit passports, is one of the perks Pakistan's semi-autonomous tribal area enjoys. Foreigners are banned from entering the region without a special permit, and according to the local law, police are not allowed to operate more than a few feet from the territory's main roads. The situation began to change after September 11th, when Pakistan sent in the army to tame the tribal areas for the first time since independence more than half a century ago.
This has never happened before. It is unprecedented. And in the past 50 years, it was never done there.
General Shaukat Sultan, a spokesman for the Pakistani military, says the government made the move peacefully after promising tribal elders it would help build infrastructure and offer basic services in this most backward part of the country.
Most of the tribal people have come to a conclusion that this is the time for them now to give up that culture, old culture, and they need to move with the rest of the country or move with the world rather than staying aloof. Their main focus is to getting the area developed, right? But there may be a small minority who may still like to retain those traditions.
But not surprisingly, the troop deployment has generated opposition from some ethnic Pashtun tribesmen who have long fiercely defended their autonomy. One prominent local politician says the government has yet to fulfill its promise to develop the region. Another hardline Islamist politician named Czar Nur Afridi recently announced that angry tribesmen might start carrying out suicide attacks against the government. If the military had developed its presence gradually, it wouldn't be a problem, he said. But they imposed themselves on us. The people, he added, may respond with extreme actions, perhaps even suicide attacks. In bustling smugglers' markets, where it is tribal custom to openly carry weapons while shopping, locals said Afridi's threat was mostly hot air. Still, they all agreed they opposed the federal government's attempt to extend its authority into the tribal areas. The army came and destroyed my poppy fields without paying any compensation, complained an arms dealer and opium grower named Kamar Ghul. I want the soldiers to leave, he added. They're taking away our tribal rights. One right the ethnic Pashtuns here have come to expect is that of free passage across the historically unregulated border to neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistan is under pressure from the U.S. and Afghan governments to curtail this movement to prevent cross-border terrorist attacks. Analyst Mudessar Rizvi warns that a serious attempt to restrict border movement will likely anger the Pashtun tribes that straddle the frontier.
There is going to be resistance to that. They don't want to be divided. They don't want their tribes to be divided. They don't want their families to be divided. It's a whole socio-economic structure that will be divided. And this is what they're opposing. This is what they resent.
There have already been several clashes between the military and tribesmen. Despite this opposition, General Shaukat Sultan warns that the military is here to stay. Ivan Watson, NPR News.